this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for Elite Pool Covers, saving you water today for tomorrow.
Guys, this awkward interaction has had me giggling for some time now. I love this sort of stuff because mm-hmm. it's just, I don't know, it keeps you smiling. Fern Brady, a comedian, she's done a post on Twitter to say, I've been wearing my boyfriend's hoodie around the house for the last week and I tried to give it back to him last night and he said, that's not my hoodie. And then I've realised with horror, I've been wearing our builder's hoodie in front of the builder. So for a week, the builder's been coming to their house and she is very confidently strolling around in his jumper and he's not said anything.
Oh my
and
God.
Then she said, at one point, she's mortified now because she's looking back reflecting on the week and she said, at one point, I went and had a little nap in it and then got up from my sleep and came out of my room and said good morning to the builder while I was wearing his clothes.
Oh, with all sleepy look. Oh, God.
And what made it weird is she said after she'd realised that it wasn't hers or her boyfriend's, she's put the hoodie back in the room that he's been working on so that he would take it with him. And he's taken it out and put it back in the living room. So now she doesn't know what's going on.
You've got to say something. You can't just keep leaving these little, like, he could think that's like a code. I've loved sleeping in this.
I love it so much. When there's like a misunderstanding or that kind of awkward interaction, that stuff makes me laugh.
Yeah.
It's the best. What was great about it too is that other people started replying to her thread saying, oh, I've also had some awkward interactions. Mm. And this one woman that is just hilarious, she said she bought a Kit Kat for a train journey home and she sat down at the table and there was a man sitting opposite her and he just reached over, grabbed a Kit Kat, opened it and ate a finger. And she was so horrified at the cheek of that she reached over and she took a finger and chomped it really smugly. And then she said moments later, he reached over and he grabbed one and he had a bite of his finger. And she was like, what's going on here? She took the last finger. She said they stared at each other for four train stops and didn't even, like, nothing was said. And then he got off the train and she reached into her bag to call her boyfriend to tell her what had happened. And she found her Kit Kat inside her bag.
Oh, God. That's great.
Love this stuff.
Classic.
I'm going to just throw it out there. Yeah. We'll see if anyone has had an awkward interaction. If you've had one of these kind of situations where you just go, it's so embarrassing, but it's brilliant. Janine in Secret Harbour, tell us about your awkward interaction.
Well, a couple of years ago when we could still travel, Hubby and I were in Fiji and we went up to the resort bar to watch the State of Origin,
mm-hmm.
ordered a bowl of chips for us, and I was sitting there eating the chips while Hubby went to the bathroom and this lady came from behind me with a napkin actually and grabbed a huge handful and put them on her napkin and said, we wouldn't mind some of these, and walked off.
Right.
She thought they were the bar snacks.
Oh.
So she just thought that you were being greedy, sitting there eating all the chips to yourself.
Yeah. So when Hubby got back from the toilet, I was cracking up laughing to myself because it happened so fast.
Yes.
I said to him that, told him what happened and said, go and offer that lady some more chips. She must be hungry.
I love how passive aggressive it was.
By that time, she realised and she was absolutely mortified. But we could not stop laughing.
Oh, that's awesome.
We wouldn't mind some of these. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Janine. We got Laurel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your awkward interaction.
Okay, it happened a few years ago and I hope the people are listening. I was standing in Barrack Street on a Friday afternoon about 5:30 and two people were approaching each other from different directions, hit each other face to face, face, body. Each one had a total look of disgust on their faces.
That the other person had walked straight into them.
They moved on and continued to walk. Why I hope they're listening is they were both blind.
Oh,
hadn't seen the sticks.
So they were disgruntled that someone had walked into them because how ridiculous, because someone should have been looking out for them, but they were both blind.
They were both blind. And disgruntled actually is not the word. And I just hope they're listening.
Wow, Laurel, that's so awkward.
Incredibly awkward.
It's awkward to even listen to the story, not even sure if I'm allowed to laugh at it. But I can see it visually as being very funny.
He's the first basketball player in NBL history to play in 9 grand final series and is leading the team again this season as captain of the Perth Wildcats. Please welcome Jesse Wagstaff.
Waggers!
Captain, my captain.
Wow, round of applause. Can we just say the headphones are too small right now, so I've only got them on my head. Yeah. That's all right. I got a massive head. I'm well aware of it.
You're wearing them wrong.
Kimber's going to
Oh, wow. See, that's my bad. I'll own that.
Please tell me we had that on film somewhere.
I hope not. That is unbelievably bad.
Yes. I think it is amazing.
Yeah, well, I do have a big head, though, just quietly.
Hey, Cap. How are you going?
Yeah, good. It's nice to get back into season. Well, tomorrow, but it's been a long pre-season, but yeah, raring to go.
It's nice to see you back. It feels like ages since we saw you. I mean, you know, any sport kicking off at the moment is a great thing. As we know, it's been a tough couple of years. You face it again this season. Don't know what's going to happen with the roster.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the same, isn't it? And it's just kind of what we have to live with. We don't know when. I mean, season's been changed. It's been pushed back, I think, twice or three times. Games have been changed, but... You know, just live with it and move on and hopefully adjust as best we can.
And of course, this season was the beginning of a new chapter for the club where the Trevor Gleeson era ended. And of course, we, like everyone else in the country, had a good old laugh when the new coach of the Wildcats was announced as Scott Morrison. Clearly not the Prime Minister. What's Scott like? What have you learnt from each other?
Well, it's wild. I didn't actually know we signed him at the time, and I got a text, and you know, on you know your iPhone, it comes up with like possibly like contact. Yes, it said Scott Morrison, and I. It blew my mind. I was like, Scott Morrison's texting me, and they said, "Oh, I'm the new coach." I was like, "Okay, that's fair. That's an amazing name." Yeah, no, he's been great. He was in Canada for a while, so we were doing kind of, I guess, trainings by Zoom. That was as best it could be. He had a new kid, so they've got two kids and they came out with their family, so they had to do 2 weeks quarantine in a hotel room with two kids, so that was fun. But we met him in Tassie and it's been great to have him on the floor. He's been really good.
Yeah, cool.
Overseas coach, it's been a bit of time in the NBA as well. Have you noticed a bit of a difference in terms of, there's going to be an obvious difference there, but in terms of NBL versus NBA type strategies, has there been a bit of a difference with what he's brought to the team?
Oh, slightly different. He's Canadian, though, so he's not American. So I think that has a significant difference. I love Yanks, but, the Canadian, it's still an international game there, and they got FIBA and stuff like that. So it's still, international basketball. They have a lot of respect for international basketball. So, no, he's been phenomenal. Very systems-based offensively, so... little adjustment period of the blitz, but it's been good.
Tell me he's got a play called, "Guys, we're going to do the maple therapy."
No, I can't say he does. I can suggest that if you'd like.
Please, I'd love to hear that.
With that accent as well? Yeah, okay. I think you'll love that.
And who are your imports this season?
Yeah, so we've got Michael Fraser, who's in. He came in a bit late, but he's been good in the blitz. He only got to suit up for... He had 2 weeks quarantine too, so he was a bit... 2 weeks quarantine will really mess you up. Vic Law, who was with Brisbane last year and got injured midway through the season, but what he was doing before he got injured was pretty phenomenal in the league. And then we've got... a guy called BC, Bryce Cotton, so he's been good in recent years. He's been all right in recent years. So hopefully can continue that.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now, like every team, well, at least that I've known of, they've got like a little thing that they talk about at the beginning of the year. You know, what's the theme going to be for this up and coming season? For you guys, what is it? What's the theme for this? Is it redemption? Like, are you out for redemption?
Setting the intention
exactly,
for the year.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to push, but we don't really have a theme, I guess.
Can you get one? I'd love you guys to win a premiership this year. Nice.
I'll make one up and I'll report back next week.
Thank you.
We're just trying to win, I guess.
I'm thinking final
score more points.
Final game, 98 apiece, and that's when you hear the call. It's like 4 seconds to go. You hear the call from the bench. Guys, the maple syrup. And we win. We win.
There we are.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah, if that works, I'll tell you what, I'll be impressed.
And of course, going to be running out in front of a sea of red. Yeah. It just must be something so phenomenal to have that feeling back in front of the Red Army, right?
It's phenomenal. And, you know, as it stands now, we're going to be here till Christmas. So we've got 5 home games back to back to back to back to back. Just super exciting to get back out there. And, it is cliche, but they are the best fans in the league, and I think we do have the best stadium. So to hear people scream, I think, you know, Vic, the importer, has been saying it'll be nice to hear fans screaming for him. Not that he played here in the regular season, but he's well aware and he's heard the rumours.
Cool.
Mm. Hey, mate, good luck. Tomorrow night, V the 36ers, first game, tip-off at 6:30, RAC Arena. All the best to you, mate, and all the best for the upcoming season.
Thanks, guys. Good to be back.
School holidays are coming up because obviously this time of year is school holidays. Mm-hmm. And look, you guys know I'm a bit of a tech head, right? Old techie Pete mm-hmm. over here. When you need to know something in tech, you come to me and I try to walk you through it.
All right. Good
Sometimes
to know.
I'm even right.
I don't know if you don't know that you're putting this out there, but Matt forgets his computer password about every 2 or 3 months.
Not so. Anymore, Kimber. I got a bloke.
I've been doing streaming and all that for quite some time, right? So quite a few years. And in fact, for as long as our eldest daughter, Mila, has been alive. So she's 5 now, 5 and a half. But for the past couple of years, you know, she's part of the I Watch YouTube generation.
Yes.
So she's seen kids her age watching YouTube, watching them doing their unboxings and playing with toys and all of that sort of stuff. While I've been sitting there watching her watch those kids going, oh, my God, look at all the money that those kids are making. So we're starting one up.
You're going to fund your own education, kid.
No, look, I've gone to the trouble of building a little studio here in Perth, right? Because she is so excited, but I don't want her to be the kid who's spending her holidays and her free time sitting there watching. I actually thought to myself, and I've been talking with Liz about it, we thought, you know what? Like, we know our way around this stuff a little bit. Instead of her being the kid that's watching, why can't she be the kid that's creating and just see where it goes? And a good couple of weeks ago, we lit the studio up and we launched a YouTube channel where we've started doing daddy-daughter unboxings of things. Have a listen to this.
Hey, everyone. It's Dada.
Hi, everyone. It's Mila.
And welcome to our unboxing. What are we unboxing today?
A nano ride.
What kind of guy do you reckon we're going to unbox today?
I don't know. It's mystery.
Thank you, everybody, for watching the unboxing.
Thank you, everybody, for watching the unboxing.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. See ya. See you in the next video. Oh. Don't forget to click like and subscribe.
Bye-bye.
Oh. Bye-bye.
There's no.
She's a natural.
She is a natural.
And very well coached.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
There's no question that people are subscribing for Mila, though.
Yeah, of course they are. They're not subscribing for me. That's the whole reason why I created the channel. Which is in there. They're going to come and find me.
An unboxing being you literally open something and talk about what's inside it.
Exactly right. Yeah. So that's what we do. So what we're going to do is over the school holidays. We're going to do an unboxing video a week and we're just going to have some daddy-daughter chats on YouTube because, like I said, I want her – I'm not afraid of this. And yes. I talk to a lot of parents who are like, I'm freaked out by the fact that my kids want to be online and they want to be on the internet.
Absolutely.
And I'm not afraid of it because I've grown up in the space and I do a lot of work in the space. So for me, I figure this is a balance of let's get her creative juices flowing and she's shown a natural acumen for wanting to be a little bit of an entertainer, which makes me so proud. As her dad, right? But also, it's an opportunity for me to educate her about the space as we go. So by the time she's ready to say, you know what, I want to be a YouTuber, or I want to do this, I want to have this as a career, then she's grown up with knowing the trials and tribulations, the things to work out, watch out for, and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so. And if you're taking a bit of cream off the top, well, who's worried?
You're right, Maddie. We're at 30 subscribers. Oh. The channel is Daddy Daughter Duos, if you want to go and check it out. And I'd like to be at 100 subscribers by the end of the day because it means that we get to change our little YouTube handle.
Ah, there you go.
I've got some things in the back of my fridge that probably need unboxing if you want to have a look what's in there.
Keep those.
Okay.
Or maybe we'll do a second series. Who knows?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool. Have faith. Then we must have faith. Yeah.
Ooh, I gotta have faith. Do not lose your hope.
Sandra in Forestfield. G'day.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You thought you want to jump on and play a bit of Faith today. Are you off to work or what's your plans?
I have just arrived here. I got here a little earlier. Normally I hear this on the highway. So I thought, I've got here a little earlier. I'll just try the number and I got through.
You look at you. And you want to give, where do you work? You want to give them a shout out?
Centrelink.
Ah, oh, God bless you, Sandra. God bless you and Sandra, all of you who sail on it.
You have more patience than all of us combined.
Extremely rewarding.
Good.
Yeah, too
I'm
right.
happy to hear
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Sandra, we're hoping to reward you today. If you go the right way, You will score a couple of tickets for you and three friends to party to the best old school R&B and hip-hop music at Rewind Cartel Bar, December 19. Tickets at rewindreunion.com. Just a little bit of party action, Sandra.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Sounds good.
Okay, well, Pete, with all due respect, get out.
Get out.
It's been fun, guys. Bye-bye.
Sandra, Pete is leaving the room. And, of course, we're going to give you the category of the quiz or trivia question today. And you just have to decide whether you've got faith in Pete knowing the answer or not. If you have faith and he gets it correct, you'll win the prize. If he doesn't get it correct, you'll lose. But you might say, I've got no faith in him at all. Yeah. He won't know this. And if he stuffs it up, you get rewarded with a prize.
Absolutely. All right, Sandra. Now, on the back of Pete's little story about going to McDonald's the other day and making his very own, I think it was a McChicken.
He was bragging about it.
He was bragging about it. Feels like he's got a side hustle if things don't work out in the radio world.
So today's category, Sandra, is food and beverage.
Do you think
I feel like he's a bit of a foodie. I don't know whether it says in. Might be a junk foodie thing, but
well, you're
he's
right.
A foodie like the rest of us.
His family comes from, you know, from fishmongering and whatnot, so he's definitely a foodie.
Yeah.
Do you have faith in him?
Faith.
Yeah, you'll have faith.
I do.
Okay.
Oh, coolio.
We won't tell him.
He's having a rice cake with tomato.
Our producers, Jeans and Joggers, are making us these gorgeous little rice cake breakfasts this morning with avocado and tomato.
Isn't
he comes.
Nice?
Stuffing his face.
That is heaven.
As expected, Sandra.
It's the peanut paste that they put on it. It's very nice.
Sorry, Sandra.
Okay. All right.
Pete.
Eat away.
Pete, your category today, food and beverage.
Oh, well, isn't that apt?
Isn't it? Yes.
Don't nice eat on crunch. The air. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
All right, Pete.
Why would you take a big old bite right now?
Because it's so good, and I need to get myself, if this is about food and beverage, I need to get myself
Gross.
Into the mindset.
Don't stop talking with your mouth full.
All right, here we go. It's McDonald's. Now, we know you were at McDonald's the other day making your very own McChicken.
Mm-hmm. And you most recently hosted that big event with McDonald's.
RMS. So you know your way around a McDonald's. Mm. By the way, 1980 was the year that the McChicken was first brought onto the menu. Didn't take off straight away, but they brought it back in 88 and it made a bit of noise.
He's just throwing in confusing extra facts.
I am.
Sounds
okay.
like it. Yeah.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. So there's a list of the most popular items on the McDonald's menu, right?
Oh, okay.
And we're talking about all of the items on the McDonald's menu.
Mm-hmm.
The least ordered... Oh, God. The least ordered item on the McDonald's menu is hot tea.
For good reason. Anyone who pays for hot tea when they're out is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's a complete waste of money.
It does feel a bit for a thing of hot water. But anyway, I agree. So that's the least... favorite ordered item. What is the number one most popular item ordered off the McDonald's menu?
Now, this is one of those where I feel like I have heard this fact somewhere, okay? Because a lot of people would probably think to themselves it would be the Big Mac.
Sure.
It's the iconic burger of the McDonald's franchise.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I actually believe that it is the Filet-O-Fish.
Okay.
And now, are we talking Australia or global?
The Filet-O-Fish.
Well, let's talk global. What do you need?
Hang on.
Filet-O-Fish, is that global or do we call it
that
here?
Global.
No, okay. Yeah. Just quick straw poll. Hmm. Put your hands up if you've ever ordered a Filet-O-Fish.
I've never said those words. No.
Nothing, Pete. I don't want to throw you off, but that is a ridiculous answer. Filet-O-Fish.
Don't let Kimber sway you, buddy.
I'm feeling really attacked,
Sandra,
right now, Kimber.
Would you?
It's very aggressive. Sorry, what was that? What is that?
Happens a lot,
Filet-O-Fish.
There you go.
Cop that.
More popular than a Big Mac. Mm.
Gee whiz.
Nah,
don't mention omega-3s in front of Kimber. I tell you, she doesn't like it.
I'm not going to go with the Filet-O-Fish.
Don't.
It's a good choice. Good choice.
Now, when you say an item, are we talking a single item here, or could the item also be off the menu like it's a meal or something?
Yes, it could be. Yes.
I'm going to go with Happy Meal.
All right. Sandra, what do you think about that?
I reckon he might be spot on, hey?
Okay, we still don't know what. Yeah, okay.
the reason why I'm going with Happy Meals is that McDonald's is, it's a family restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? And I know our treat night, every Friday night is our ritual, and the kids always want a Happy Meal. I know when I was growing up, all I ever wanted as a kid was a Happy Meal.
He brings it back to himself, doesn't he? Okay, so.
I'm going to lock in Happy Meal.
Next up, we're going to talk about the Boer War and its relationship to Pete Corelli.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Jean's just wrote in the phone program that we have here, that's not a single item.
Hang on. No.
So, am I being thrown off here or what?
No, you're not. No, I'm good. That's a legitimate answer.
It's a legitimate answer.
Yeah. I'm going to lock in Happy Meal.
It's not correct, but it's legitimate.
It's not correct. Happy Meal comes in fourth, would you believe it?
Okay.
In the all-time ordered items. You want to have a stab at something, Sandra?
Quarter pounder.
Oh, that's not a bad
guess.
Doesn't
even come up on my list, to be honest with you. The number one item, Kimber, if you would like to do the honours.
It is the French fry.
A French fry?
Well, the chips.
That sucks as an answer. That sucks as an answer.
Why? I mean, the chips are clearly the most popular item.
But they come with everything. So they're going to be the most popular item because they come with everything, don't they?
Don't shoot the messenger. Go to eatthis.com/news McDonald's most popular item. Thank you.
Technically, Pete won.
Yeah,
you had a Happy Meal that has chips in it.
Yeah, well, no, you're right, Sandra.
I mean, Sandra. I mean, no question that Sandra obviously had faith in you.
Yeah,
clearly. Yeah, I'm so sorry, Sandra. I'm so sorry.
Wow, really
awkward.
Sandra held on for 20 minutes.
For 20 minutes,
we've made this poor lady hang on to listen to us talk.
And now she can't even walk into work and go, "It's all right, guys, because I won the prize."
No, we'll give you the prize, Sandra. I'm going to give you the prize. I'm overriding this. I'm giving you the prize because there's chips in a Happy Meal. So. Put that in your
Thank you very much.
Fillet
of fish. Great listening to you guys in the morning, by the way.
Thanks, Sandra.
Bless you. And thanks for being a great sport.
Thanks, Sandra.
You have a wonderful day, Sandra.
Take care.
Hey, do you have the numbers on fillet o' fish? Are they in there somewhere? Tell me they're at least in the top 10.
Do you know what?
Even premium salads made the list before fillet o' fish.
You don't go to McDonald's to have a salad.
Even baked apple pie got on there before fillet o' fish.
So it goes French fries, Big Mac second, snack wrap.
Uh-huh.
So the snack wraps that were bought with drive through customers in mind. Happy Meal at 4, Egg McMuffin at 5, baked apple pie at 6, Chicken McNuggets 7, and premium salads. Is at 8.
Right. Play
no
fillet o'
fish. No fillet o' fish. But in Dublin, through the roof.
Through the roof.
There's another fillet o' fish. Thank you very much.
Something unexpected happened to my friend's mum this week where she was doing her shopping and she was just doing her standard groceries and she got chatting to a lady who was also in the checkout with her, just behind her in the line. And then this woman offered to pay for my friend's mum's groceries out of nowhere. Just from the kindness of strangers.
Whoever you are, I have always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Oh, so sweet.
So did she look like she needed help at all or anything like that? Was it just literally, you know what, I feel like I'm going to take care of that today?
She said, I'd like to pay for your groceries because she said she'd had a really bad day and doing something nice for someone else would make her feel better.
How lovely.
Isn't it? Especially when you're having a bad day. If things aren't going well for you, it's very easy to just be down in the dumps and be like, things aren't great. And instead she's gone, I'm going to make this better by helping someone else. And it does feel good to help others.
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine that situation could go pear-shaped if the person took offence, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, my friend's mum said that she's been on cloud nine ever since. Oh. She's been walking around, can't stop talking about how special this lady is and how beautiful it made her day.
Oh.
And so, but I've never heard of it happening. Oh. You know, people go, oh, the kindness of strangers, you know, I might take your trolley back or something. But like, I don't hear of anyone going, I'll pay for that.
Well, we need to hear more of those stories because it warms the cockles of your heart.
Yeah. Have you guys ever had anyone pay for anything like that or do that?
Well, actually, you just saying pear-shaped just took me back. And it was only like a month ago or so, but me and my cousin Ben, our wives had gone out together for the night. And it was a Friday night. Now, you know, Friday night's treat night in our household. So I was like, Ben, bring your kids over. They're about the same age as our kids. And what we'll do is we'll go to Macca's, we'll do the drive-through thing. You know, join us for treat night. And he packed his kids up in their car and we were in ours. And they were ahead of us in the Macca's line.
Yeah.
And then I got around to the part after making my order. And I went to pay and the guy was like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Like, it's been taken care of.
He got it.
My cousin Ben, he took care of it.
I got that one too.
That's right. Yeah. But the issue was there was another car ahead of me. So there's a car in between us.
Oh,
so what ended up happening was, out of the goodness of his heart, he did this thing, but it ended up stuffing up the line and the orders. So we sat there for 45 minutes waiting for the food to come out while they were trying to figure out what was going on. But bless him, it was nice. It was very nice. So yes, it happens.
I was thinking, you know, who's been kind to me? So many people. I'm sitting here. All of the clothes that I'm wearing are not mine.
Yeah,
they were
all
gifted to me by my mate. So I live in a... I'm showered with kindness.
There is one that we heard of recently, though, and it was the elderly couple who walked into that Toy World and took care of all the people's lay-bys. Remember that?
Yeah,
that was only like a couple of weeks ago.
They just paid like the first 100 lay-bys or whatever in the line. That was amazing.
Yeah, good on them.
Tell us about the kindness of strangers.
You can always depend.
Brenda in Brookdale.
How you going, guys?
Good. Have you been very kind, or is someone kind to you?
No, it's me. It's always me. I'm a foster mum, and at the time I had four kids under four, three of them under 12 months, and I had two twin prams in my car, and there was a lady that had just a small stroller, and she had, oh no, must be a 2 and a 1-year-old, and the 2-year-old was asleep on top of the 1-year-old. So I pulled over and gave her one of my twin prams.
Oh,
on top
Brenda.
Of the 1-year. So, oh, wow.
Brenda, but you already had four foster kids, and so you needed the pram yourself.
Yeah, but she needed it more than I did, so I gave it to her.
Oh, that's very kind.
Good on you, Brenda.
Brenda's one of those people that goes to life, come on, what have you got?
Yeah.
I can take anything you can throw at me.
Just that sentence like, she needed it more than I did.
That's the one. Isn't it? Yeah.
It's important. Rosalie in Ballajura, hello.
Rosalie it is.
Oh, sorry, Rosalie. Kindness from strangers.
Absolutely. So it was my 15-year-old who has very recently caught teenager and just has become this sullen, withdrawn little person that they all do at 15.
Mm-hmm.
But we were at a fruit and veg shop and there was an older lady in front of us and she had all the stuff and it was about $10 and her card wouldn't work and he turned around and pulled his phone out of his pocket and said, don't worry, love, I've got it, and paid for her fruit and vegetables.
Oh, Rosalie, that must have felt nice to watch.
It was definitely a winning parent moment. I was like, oh, something did sink in.
Oh, you made a good human. Enough. Yeah, well done.
Yeah, that's kind. Well done. That is good.
Kirsty and Thornley, good morning. Now, you witnessed a bit of kindness with strangers. What is it?
Yeah, I did. So I was about 18 working in a shoe shop and I was serving this mum and her child was clearly going through chemo, like she had cancer. And she was with her other siblings and stuff. And this complete stranger was walking past, stopped and paid for her shoes and everything that she got up. It was easily like $100 worth of like school shoes for the girls and said, it's okay, dear. Like my son just died of cancer about a month ago. So here, it's on me.
Aww.
And I was 18, tearing up at the counter. I only just started my shift. It was just one of the most moving, most beautiful moments in my life, and I'll never forget it.
And it is just that act of kindness, isn't it? It's not even suggesting that you need the help or that you need the money or any of that. It's just going, I want to do something nice for you because it means you're being thought of and it might make your day.
And what a world it'll be when that is, the norm and not a random act.
Yeah.
To hear Pete, Matt and Kimber for longer, listen to another one of their podcasts. And to swim warmer for longer, get an elite pool cover. Mix 94.5.